to the Maria Freire podcast. I'm a high vibrational life coach with a focus on wellness and manifestation. If you love energy, spiritual mindset, manifestation and health on a super high and modern vibe, girl, then this is your podcast. Living a high vibe lifestyle allows you to experience life to its fullest while practicing self-love and manifesting all of your desires. Each episode is a raw and unfiltered coffee chat with me where we get to explore what really means to live on a high vibration and live the life you dream about. Thank you for joining. Let's get down to it. Hey girls, welcome to the 13th episode of the Maria Freire podcast, Secrets for High Vibrational Lifestyle. So beyond grateful for all of your great support. I got so amazing feedback from our last episode together. You guys really loved when I really dive deep into the human design, how energy really, really affects the way that we react to the world and the way that we create our desires, we manifest. Like, honestly, your energy is your soul, is what drives you. If you don't have energy, if you don't have a soul, you would not be alive. And you can see it with many other things in life, right? I believe that animals have also that sort of soul, that sort of energy, but their energy and their soul might be a little bit more conditioned to ours. They might have a different purpose and a different mission. Ours, it's very specific to our nature. It's very specific to who we truly are. It doesn't matter if you believe in higher power, in God, what kind of God you have pictured in your life, if you believe in the spiritual tools, if you do tarot or you think tarot is witchcraft, whatever you believe in, I'm here to take it. I'm here to just show you the right tools to tune into your spirit, to tune into your soul, to tune into your energy, so that then life starts to show the right things for you. It starts to show you and bring you opportunities, synchronicities, and start creating the reality that you came here to create. So in the last two episodes, we were talking about emotional awareness, right? And how you need to start tuning into your energy type, tuning into your authority, knowing what your solar plexus emotional center actually looks like, if it's defined, undefined, or if you're picking up your emotions from somebody else, or if you're actually creating consistently that energy, and how you can actually process all of that so that you don't ram into arguments, so that you can start living your design the way that you came here to do it, right? And it's the first step. In anything in your life, the awareness is the first big step because everything is inside out. And that's why also I have a very interesting theory, girls. If you agree with me, kind of like shoot me a DM in Instagram or send me just an email. maria@maria-freire.com if you want to share me your experiences and what you think of it. But I've been thinking that maybe niching down, it's over a value, right? Like, I went to school for media and advertising, so I know that niching down is what we've been told that we should do, and finding a target audience and being super specific, give them a name, shooting to them all the time, and, you know, like talking to that specific one person. And this is the strategy that we've been following for the last, what, 60, 70, 80, 100 years, maybe a lifetime. Yeah, I get what the value is. I totally get it. But for me, the strategy should never be on the outside. The strategy of your brand, of your life, of what you came here to do should never be on somebody else's. I get that you need to provide value, but if you're not providing value for yourself first, what kind of value are you providing to somebody else, right? This is the same as relationships. If you're not loving yourself first, if you're not full of yourself first, what kind of value are you going to provide to your partner? What kind of skills or love are you going to provide to somebody else if you don't even know who you are in the first place? So for me, I totally get why it's important to know the people that you're talking to, but the first strategy should never be finding a target audience or getting a specific on what you desire and going for it. The first strategy should actually get in a specific into who you are, how you love, what you need, and what's your energy type, which at the end of the day, it's what's your soul purpose in this life, what you came here to do, what are the tools and the roadmap of those desires, and how with your skills, your innate talents, your innate abilities to bring that incredible value to others, how all of that comes to place to create the person that you're in. And then when you have that, yeah, sure, go for it. Find the person that you want to help. Find all of that. But what I found in my honest life and my honest experiences is that when you have that clear, people immediately are drawn onto you. People immediately gravitate and flow to you because they want to get that. They want to get whatever is it that you're good at, whatever, I call it, whatever energetic pill you're taking, they want it because they feel like you're rejoicing out of love. You're rejoicing out of inner drive and shine, creativity, and whatever is it for you in your case, depending on who you are, right? But whatever you have within you, people are naturally drawn towards you. So I know that we were going on a tangent here, but it's because I was just having that thought last night because I was just watching these influencers talking about niching down and finding your target audience. And I'm like, every single time somebody talks about something too much or somebody takes a statement to the heart and they believe in it so much, I know that it's not that true. Maybe it's time to us to rethink it. And I get why people want to serve other people, but again, serve yourself first and then you will serve other people. So it looked like I went kind of like in a tangent today, but it comes very hand in hand because emotional expression is all about knowing how you process your emotions first. So that's why we went into the emotional awareness in the last two episodes and we really dived deep to see what's your emotional center. If it's coloring is defined or not, or how it looks like, right? Because if you do have a defined center in the most solar plexus, right, that creates emotions, you're totally going to be a different way of emotional expression than somebody that doesn't have an emotional center. What I mean is that if I don't create emotions, I'm going to take myself as an example, right? I wake up in the morning, I'm not sad, I'm not happy, I'm just vibrationally equilibrium, right? I just don't need to process anything. I don't need to express anything because I don't feel any way. Right? I just don't feel it. I don't feel anything. But then it's when I get in contact with other people when I need to express how I feel, not about myself, but about themselves in a way that serves them and helps them. But if I go over there and I feel sadness or I feel happiness from the other person and I think that that's coming from me, I'm gonna think that I have to express how I feel when that it's not how I feel. It's all about how they feel and how can I help them to feel themselves better so that they can fix themselves so that we can all live together in peace and harmony and be great with each other, right? So that's why it's important that first you need to know how you process your emotions and who you are. If you do have a defined center, right? If you create energy in your emotions, consistent energy, you'll have to know what's your emotional wave looking like. And there's like three main emotional waves that you're going to feel, like burst of energy and burst of emotions. Like you're going to be super sad, you're going to cry, and then everything's going to be fine. That emotional wave is going to be repeating over time. There's also a fourth emotional wave that is a little bit more subtle. And it's way like people that have this emotionally coloring center gate, they feel like they're so no emotional, but they're still emotional, but it's just they process it in a different way. And the fifth one, it's the one that connects your emotions with the ego. So it's a different way of emotion, but still emotional. So it can get very specific. It depends on the channels that you have coloring, but that's getting super, super deep. Really not matters. What it comes down here is to actually understand that if you have that defined, you are meant to create energy in your emotions. So you are going to have emotions and sometimes it's just going to be a buildup of emotions that's going to happen over time. And when they explode, when they go to a tipping point and you need to release them, you just have to let it go. Just release them and do not blame it on other people. Do not blame it on yourself either. Just know that that's what you're supposed to do. Like you're in this world to help your energetic type to express that and to explore how you feel, face those feelings and let them go. If you pay so much attention to how you feel, if you overvalue them or if you undervalue them, it also goes as well like that, then you're not actually feeling them. You're not actually letting them do their thing. Their emotions are here to kind of like trigger you to look at a situation that you haven't considered before. And people that have emotional authority, that means that they have an emotional center, right? They're not meant to make decisions out of their emotions. They're not meant to make decisions when they feel sad or they feel super happy or they feel super content, right? They're meant to take decisions after they process their emotions. But they are here so they can feel those emotions, pay attention to the things that they like or dislike or makes them happy or makes them sad or makes them depressed, so that then after they process that wave, they can make the decision with whatever energy center they have coloring and it's a motor center and it's after that. So it gets super deep, but what I mean is that the first thing you need to do is actually feel them. And then when it comes to express them, right, this is the nitty-gritty of their chat today. Like in any conversation, first thing you need to know is who you have in front of you, right? Who are you going to actually express that to? And why are you doing that? Like, why are you actually expressing that information in the first place? Like, is it relevant that the other person knows how you feel? If it's relevant, what are you actually trying to get out of that emotional expression? Because what I feel sometimes is that, again, I can tell about my personal experience because my boyfriend has a defiance center and I don't. When we enter in an argument, sometimes he just wants to vent and he's not expecting me to say anything. He just wants to vent because he was mad at work and he was just so sad and so depressed at work and he just needs me to listen to it. I just learned that because of experience and through the time, I just learned that he needs me to be there to just listen. But if he doesn't know that in the first place, if he doesn't know that he's just venting the information so he can release those emotions that for him, he has built up kind of emotional wave. So if he doesn't understand that, if he doesn't know that he's meant to do that, he's going to blame it on me. He can say, oh, I'm feeling this way because you didn't put the dishwasher, whatever it is, right? It can get somewhat much complicated if the defiant center doesn't know why are they expressing their emotions in the first place. This is what I wanted you to know as well, is that not everyone is meant to express their emotions. And this is, if you're going to take something from this little chat that we have today, take this one, babe. Not everyone is meant to express their emotions. Yay! And now let me get deeper in that. Yes, we are meant to express how we feel, but not through our throats. Not everybody's meant to communicate how you feel. Not everybody's meant to do so. Like, that's simply as it is. If you have a defined throat, which means that you will have the throat color in your chart, you are meant to express things. Another thing that can get very complicated is when you do not have the emotional center connected to your throat. So that means that you have to process your emotion first and then you express it. But again, if you have a throat defined, that means that you are likely to wanna express how you feel and communicate with words, exactly words, how you feel. And it's when it gets super deep. And I have another episode about the words and the affirmations and how important it is that you use the right words and use the right affirmations that resonate with you instead of what you've been told to do or instead of what somebody else is doing for themselves. Because again, we all have a different energetic signature, we all have a different soul, a different way that we've brought up to this life, and everything resonates with us in a different vibration, in a different frequency. We're all here to understand our frequencies and understand our energy so that we can help other people with their own energy. Period. Simple as it is. Take it or leave it, but that's how I believe that will work. At the end of the day, if you do have this center coloring the throat, you will wanna naturally communicate how you feel. So my advice for these people would be, I know, I get how you feel. I know that you wanna express it, but maybe the best thing for you is address the emotion first, address your emotional wave, write your emotional wave. And when you feel again, cool, calm and collected, you feel okay, again, back into equilibrium, then express how you felt. Express to that person, oh, I felt this way because this, this, and this, or I felt super triggered for the situation because my boss at work was telling me all these things and I took it on you. So I'm sorry for that, but sometimes this is how it's going to come out. Something like this, and then the other person, you're helping the other person to understand you way better. So know first who is the other person. Why are you trying to communicate that to the other person? Maybe it's because you love them and you live with them and there's no way they're not going to see that emotional side of you, right? So maybe it's a good thing for you to actually start considering how can you express that after you have processed them, not in the meantime, because everybody that is emotionally should never be expressing their emotions as they have them. That's not the main point. The main point of our emotion is it's for you to feel how you feel, to address them. And then when you gather all that information and you kind of like learn the hidden lesson from it, but it doesn't have to be super big. It can be just like, oh, my boss upset me and I wasn't ready for it. So when you know what you want to say, then you say it. But don't say it first because it's going to be ups and downs and no one's going to get anything out of it, especially if the other person has an undefined one, because they're going to amplify your emotions. And if they don't even know that they're doing that, it can get so crazy. Like, literally, girls, I used to fight with my boyfriend. And if he listens to this, he's going to not be very happy because he doesn't like me when I talk about our private life. But hey, babe, this is what it is. I know I'm helping somebody out there with my experience. And I don't even think he's going to listen to the podcast anyway. But yeah, we used to throw plates at each other. We used to wreck things. We used to like go over the top, go years, not years, but like days without talking to each other. Honestly, I had no clue why. As soon as I was leaving that place and I was spending a day with by myself, I didn't even remember why I got mad at the first place. And I was like, what? What's wrong with me? And the truth is that it wasn't anything wrong with me. It had all to do with how we both chemically work with each other in an energetically level. So that's why it's so key in relationships, babes, that you know who you're talking to first, and then you know why you're talking to them in the first place, right? So what happens if you do not have the throat defined, right? You have an undefined throat, but you have an emotional center. How you actually express your emotions? Well, first thing is feel your emotions. Again, you have to feel that you're cool, calm, and collected before you start expressing them, or before you actually take the chance to do so, right? And there's two things that can happen in this event. You can actually find somebody that has a gate that you are missing. Say that you have a gate coming out of the emotional center, right? And a gate coming out of the throat. And then somebody else, which is the person that you're actually trying to communicate something to, has the other gate that completes the channel. And then you together, you create a throat defined, right? So I think it's a little bit more complicated. It's never black and white. That's why when I'm reading relationship charts, I'm reading both of their charts together to see how they work with each other. Because that's actually how you learn a lot about the dynamic and the energy that they create, when you, especially with somebody else. As a couple, you create a whole aura together. It's not their aura, your aura. It's not their energy and your energy. It's your energy together. So it's a whole different thing. And it can get super specific. But on the basic elemental level, that's the extreme case that can happen. And it happens many times, actually. It's not very rare to find that you complete the other person. Together, you guys do a throat defined. So that means that together you're able to express each other's feelings. But the first step for everybody is first address your emotions. Again, when you're cool and you get to speak to them and to speak to the other person, know who they are, know what you're actually looking for from that engagement and from that talk or that little chat, what you want to get from there, and then just let it go. If you do not have a throat defined, which again is very common, and the other person is not completing your gates for you to have that throat defined, which again is also very common, the only thing you need to do is process that emotion, and then where you're cool, calm, and collected, chances are, if you tune into yourself and you ask your soul, you will not actually want to share that. You will not actually want to share how you felt. You might actually want to apologize to the person. I'm not saying not do so, right? If you went mad and ballistic at them, I'm saying that you did not want, or you might likely not want to express how you felt and what that event made you feel. You might actually process it and understand it yourself, but it's for yourself to keep, and that's energetically correct for you to do so. You might actually just want to learn something from that situation. After you recognize that that's what's going on, you can just act upon your authority. So your authority, you can look it up in the chart, and it will tell you what your authority is, and wherever center your authority is. Again, I can help you with that as well, but shoot me a DM, shoot me an email as well for that little extra touch. But what's gonna help you understand is what you need to do, or how you need to make decisions best. Let's say, for example, that you don't have a throat defined, but you're emotional, and then your authority after the emotions, the second one that is going to help you to make the decisions is splenic. So then you will have to tap into your intuition, because that's where the place where the fears and the intuition and all of that lies. So you will have to actually let that emotion go, and then tap into your intuition, the inner voice that only hits once, right? And kind of like tells you, do that, write this essay, or write this book, or move to that country, or start a new business, or go to a retreat in the mountains for a full week. And it never speaks again, right? And it depends on what authority you have after the emotional, and what energy center you have coloring. Again, it goes super complex. But the whole point of this episode is to just raise the awareness in that emotional expression is not how consciousness or our society or our culture tell us that it's all the time. Like, it's okay to not want to express your emotions, and you do not have to go to a psychologist or a psychiatrist or get mental health help because you don't want to express your emotions. Like, you cannot force yourself into doing so. And when you force yourself into doing something that is not energetically correct to do for you, you're going to get into the not to self theme, which, depending on your energy type, it looks a different way. But for all of us, what it tends to look like is a burnout, is we're exhausted, is that we're close off because energy is not flowing properly from our channels and from our body. We can develop a disease over time, like chronic diseases, I truly believe. And I highly recommend you to check the Anatomy of the Spirit book, which I read like a couple times already, and it's so good. She works with 7 energy centers instead of 9, as I believe we have right now in our karmic cycle, but it still is so worth it. And it helps to understand how the unaddressed energy creates an energy block in your body that it's affecting certain physical parts of your body. At the end of the day, I explained this on my Instagram a couple times before as well, but your body is never wrong. Your body always knows what it's here to do, and it's just a channel, a vessel for your energy to come to play. And if it's showing signs that you're not treating it correctly, if you're showing signs that what is carrying, the energy that it came to carry here, your soul in this lifetime, is not working properly, then it will show it. It will give you a throat ache, or it will give you a sore throat, or it will give you a headache, or it will give you, over time, it can be like a chronic disease. It can be so many things, and I've seen so many different cases. So does that mean that we cannot cure ourselves with Western medicine? No, totally no. I believe that we have Western medicine for a reason, and human beings are able to develop these amazing tools for us to heal traumas, to heal viruses, to heal bacteria that come to, you know, externally address and affect our bodies. So beautifully that we have these tools. But sometimes the best approach to these situations is not to look only at Western medicine, because it's treating the actual effects of the situation, and using both, especially using the root cause and the energy and the soul vibrational cure first, because that's going to treat the root cause. So if we stop the root from sending those signals to our mind and then our body that something is off with us, then we stop our body from actually trying to fight itself. And this world that we live in, emotions are one of the things that are completely misunderstood, and we're so conditioned to kind of like process our emotions and feel our emotions in a different way depending on our society, our family. Some people are not meant to actually express their emotions at all, and they're not meant to even recognize their emotions at all. That's a very, I don't like using the word old school, but it's a very traditional way of raising, especially in Spain. I've seen and experienced a lot of families, they have this struggle to communicate how they feel with their kids, and they don't want to create that sort of bond with their parents, the kids either. So they don't express how they feel. And that's, for some people, that might be energetically correct. But again, I've seen that the majority of the cases, there's an imbalance. There's 50-50 of the population. So there's highly chances that your kids is gonna have to address their emotions in a different way that you are, or that your parents will have to address their emotions in a different way that you do. And that's how it's so important that we get the right help and the right support system around us, so we know who we are, first of all, we know who we're talking to, second of all, and why we're talking to them. Third of all, we react to the way that we are meant to react, not the way that our society wants us to do, or our parents, our conditioning, our childhood traumas, and everything around us expects us to, but the way that we were created to do it in the first place. Because even though we can't always see the good sides of it and the good effects of living by our design, the truth is that there is a reason for it. And maybe you're hurting the person right now when you're actually speaking your words and you're actually living your design, but maybe that's having an impact in their lives that you can't see yet. And in the next months or in the next couple of years, that person is going to take that thing that you said to them, and it's going to turn it into something beautiful and magical that's going to completely forever change their life. So I completely believe that there's no coincidences, and everybody that is in your life is just a teacher that is here to show you some side of yourself that you either have to develop or that you have to give the world and you have to explore yourself first so that you can create a much better place for us and the further generations to come in. So I'll say that lastly, the last thing that you have to do when it comes to emotional expression, after you know all of this jazz that we just talked about, right? The last thing that I would recommend you to do is just learn from every single event that makes you feel emotional. And I know it's super easy to say and so hard to do at the same time, but either you are an undefined sender and you're here to feel other people's emotions and amplify them, or you are a defined sender and you're here to create consistent energy of your emotions and feel them yourself. You have both a mission to process those emotions in the most effective way and learn something from those emotions. There's something going on either in the world, either with yourself, either with your partner, either with society, the culture that we live in, our life or our dreams and desires, our energies, that needs to be addressed. And the best trigger that human beings have, which is for me is magical, is your emotions. That's really what's going to help you recognize that something is off, that something needs to be paying attention to and needs to be recognized. And everybody that has an emotional center defined, it's a gift. See it as a gift. Don't see it as, oh my gosh, now I have to freaking go through all the emotions in the world. Like, why me, right? See it as a freaking gift, because the world gave you that so that you can help to process that in the best way possible, so that you can help further generations to show them how to do it. Maybe your gift to the world is actually sharing with other people how they can process their emotions better. And I'm not saying that is, but it might be that, right? It's always a gift. Whatever energy type you have, whatever energy authority you have, center color in, mission you have, profile, everything is a gift from the world for you to live the best life that you came here to do. Like, no one else has that. No one else has the same exact energy type that you have and the same conditioning. So that's a beautiful gift that you were given to when you were born. And if you have undefined center, maybe your gift is to actually help other people to process their emotions better and teach others how to get back to the place that you always are as a natural human being, that you're in a cool, calm and collected, you're always in vibrational equilibrium when it comes to your emotions. And it's also really key that these people, like I'm included in this, right, babe, recognize that the way that they feel is not because of what they are or who they are or what they do with their life. It's because of other people. And this is not to blame them. It's to actually help them to grow their emotional centers into a better place and to overall get what we're all here to do ultimately, which we kind of forget because we're so... Like, human beings are very anthropomorphic, right? We're all constantly thinking in how I am, how do I react, how is my family, how is my people, how is my partner, how is my life, how is my job, how is my society. But you see, that's not what we came here to do. We came here to look at ourselves and, yes, our inner energy to help others to live their inner energies. That's exactly what we are here to do. And that's something that distinguishes us from being a dog or from being a crocodile or from being a bird. And that's exactly our main gift as living people and living creatures in the world. So hope you enjoy this little chit chat that we have today. Hope you enjoy my solos. I'm trying to make it quick, sweet and short, and trying to make it efficient, give you some practical tips. I have a few questions, a few journaling prompts that I want you to open in your book now if you do have a throat defined. If you don't have a throat defined, then it can get super specific. My biggest advice for you if you don't have a throat defined is shoot me a DM and I can help you kind of like figuring out what emotional center is going to look like for you, what your emotional wave is going to look like. If you don't have an emotional wave, then what end center you have to look for advice and look for as an authority to help you make best decisions, because your throat is not going to be the best way for you to address. But this question that I'm going to share not only help define center throats, but also undefined center throats. Because if you feel something in your throat, if you feel some sort of energy block there or some sort of discomfort in your throat, the thyroid, the throat, the mouth, the teeth, the ears, anything that is related to that neck area, maybe pain in your neck as well, shoulder congestion, all of that throat area is going to come from a malused, disuse or dysfunction of it. So either because you have it defined and you're trying to force it into working, or because you have it defined, or I mean undefined, so many words today, and you're trying to, you know, just not use it and shut up about how you feel about something or how you see a situation, it's also going to give you problems. So let me actually share with you a few journaling prompts that you can start implementing in your life. If you don't want to actually go through the process of journaling, because some people don't like it, just think about it in your head before you make a choice or when that throat starts to give you some issues, babe. So the first question that I have for you today is, are you trying to get noticed in some way? Are you trying to get people attention, people approval, people to look at you from your throat? Are you forcing your throat into getting other people's validation from it, right? Do you feel pressure to speak? Do you feel forced into speaking your truth or speaking your emotions or speaking something out into existence? Do you feel pressure? Does it come naturally to you? Do you respect the power of your word? Do you know how powerful your words are and the affirmations that come out of your mouth actually have? Like, I'm gonna actually tune into this for a little bit, because whatever you say, right, it's not being heard by God, by the universe, by the higher power. It's not. It won't be heard by them. But the frequency of the words that you use will be felt by everybody else around you, but especially the higher power and the universe and God. So every word that you say has a frequency attached to it. That's why languages exist, right? And all languages to some degree relate to each other. And all words, when we speak them into existence, it's not about the actual word itself, but about the frequency that comes behind it. And that's why it's so important that we know exactly what we're saying and we honor it to the truth. When we say somebody is stupid or somebody is useless, right? We are putting a frequency onto that word and we are saying it with the frequency of that word. And for some people, we might grow up in a society where it's like, it's okay to say jokes, but that doesn't mean that I have the license to use demeaning or hurtful words just because they're a joke. Because words have a meaning, words have a frequency, words impact people's life, people's desires, people's energy, people's hearts, and people's emotions. So whether you're saying them or you're receiving them, honor the words that you say, honor the words that you receive, and honor whatever you feel. If you say that you are meaningful and you're chosen and you're beautiful and you're in this world for a freaking reason that no one else can do but yourself, that is freaking powerful. And that's exactly what you came here to do. And that's exactly how you should feel. But that's the frequency that you need to tap into for you to be who you're truly meant to be, right? So again, that's like respecting the power of your word and honoring what you feel and what you say and it comes out of your mouth. And the last thing that I want you to think about is, what stories are you regularly telling about yourself and your life? What are the ones that you're telling other people to do? What are the ones that, you know, you're sharing with other people about yourself? Because, for example, I am a G-center projector, so it means that my throat is super connected to my identity. So for me, it comes super easily and natural to speak about who I am, my true identity, who I came here to be, speak my truth is so easy for me. But if you don't have those to define, if you don't have the throat connected to your G-center, it's going to be very hard for you to see yourself clearly. It's really going to be, not hard, but it's going to be more of a challenge to see exactly who you are. So watch out for that and see the stories that you tell yourself, especially when you have these two defined and you're saying a story, you're repeating a story that is not true, that is just learned by conditioning of the world and by the way that you grew up to be and by your limiting beliefs. And that's why it's so important that we do the daily exercise and the deconditioning first before we actually start to kind of like leave our design. Before we leave our design, we have to decondition ourselves to see the world around us. And that's why it's so key for you that first you start recognizing the stories that constantly you tell yourself. And then the last thing I want you to do is, babe, sing. Sing freaking now, sing freaking forever, sing freaking always. If you have a defined throat, I mean, if you don't have a defined throat, maybe not do it because maybe that's not what you enjoy doing it. But I have a defined throat, and no matter if I sing well or if I sing like crappy, which I sing, and that's okay. I'm not the best singer, I'm not the worst singer. Because sometimes when we sing, it's like when I was explaining you in the creativity episode, right? When we were talking about just brainstorming our mind and that ability is just creative by nature. This is the same, babe, for when you sing or when you express yourself. Just the same act of expressing yourself through your voice is something that you came here to do. And it's something that is going to release so much negative thinking and negative talk and negative experiences through your life that is going to be worth it just on its own. So again, thank you so much for listening to this episode. And girl, just let your voice be heard or not be heard. That ultimately is up to you. See you in the next episode, babe. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Maria Freile Podcast, Secrets for a High Vibrational Lifestyle. Don't forget to share it with your friends and leave me a review on Apple Podcasts if you can. I'm looking forward to see you in the next episode together. In the meantime, if you're curious about more high vibe lifestyle tips with a super contemporary approach, please check out my social media accounts. I'm on a High Vibe Living on Instagram as Maria Freile Coach, and I'm also on Teachable if you're ready to take the big leap into your next level self. Thank you for listening, and see you very soon.